the John Anderson Homer Hour. However, the professor of Missouri is busy, which isn't normally fine, but it's fine today. This is the day in which Tony Smith must be on the Homer Hour. My partner Marquette, Hall of Famer, played for the Lakers. What's the most impressive thing to say about Tony Smith of all the accomplished?
As a Hall of Famer, locked down Jordan in the NBA Finals?
I don't think that's true, though. Played as a rookie in the NBA Finals Game 5. Somebody was hurt, and then somebody else couldn't guard Jordan, so yeah. As a rookie, the head coach of the Lakers said, Tony, I don't know if he called him Tony, Mr. Smith, get in there. He'll let us know. No, I think we'll have to ask him, but he's not good at this stuff. He tied the Marquette record with 44 points and then 10 days later scored 43 and would have broken it. But Kevin O'Neal thought that Butler was kind of trying to foul him and he didn't want to get him hurt because he was so important to the success of the team, which did make the NIT. Joining us now is Tony Smith. All right, Tony, what's of all that you accomplished, what are you most proud of?
What's up, gentlemen? How are you guys doing?
Oh, yeah, you want to be social. I'm doing fine, Tony. How are you doing?
I got to work with Homer. That's my biggest accomplishment.
Oh, God.
By far. Easy. Next question. What's the next question?
All right, here we go. Next question. What's the second most thing that's occurred in your life, basketball, that you're most proud of?
Oh, basketball? Man. I don't know, man. It was a great ride for me. I don't know. I did a lot of stuff. Met a lot of people. Been a lot of places. Life experiences, Homer. That's the big thing.
Oh, you guarded Michael Jordan in the NBA Finals. Tell me how anything could be bigger than that. Go ahead.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
How do you say that?
Yeah. Hey, man, we lost. Why are you trying to bring up bad memories?
Because you're a rookie and you're playing against, in the NBA Finals, arguably the greatest player to ever play the game, and he's in his prime.
Yeah, because these guys were scared to guard him.
Were they?
Yes. A lot of them were.
And you weren't?
No. What do I got to lose? I'm a rookie.
Well, I don't know if all the other, then you would have told all the other players, what are you scared? Or what? Mm-hmm. That's what you would have told them.
They called it Jordanitis. People used to come up with Jordanitis when you play the Bulls and get sick.
And that's true.
That's true. You can ask a lot of people, yeah.
Well, I got you. A lot of
shooting guards had illnesses during those games.
I can see if you weren't any good, but are you saying it actually was shooting guards that were good?
I don't think it was a variety of people, yeah.
All right. I mean, I'm thinking if you're just happy to be in the league and nothing special, I could see that. But if you're a player of some ability, like, yeah, let's go. Let's give it a shot. I mean, my answer would be no one is going to blame you. Nobody could stop him. So it's not like you're going to be a failure if he puts up 35, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
What do you got to lose? That's what I saw.
But you say
playing with house money over here. Let's go.
What was it a phrase? Jordanitis?
Jordanitis. They couldn't put that on the stat sheet though. You know, the stat sheet when you say missing, DNPCD, that's did not play coach's decision, or you got leg or something, but they couldn't write Jordanitis on there. So they wrote illness.
Do you think people knew
non-sports
it.
Non-sports illness.
Do you think people knew it when it was occurring?
It wasn't like there was sickness. You know what it was more of? It was more like a guy, maybe he was banged up a little bit, and he's like, oh, we're playing the Bulls. Nah, I can't go tonight.
Right. I wouldn't have been scared of him.
You?
No.
Of course not. You would have been on the bench, so you wouldn't have had to worry about him.
the truth hurts. That's correct.
Yeah.
But when you played him at Game 5, you were on the bench, and you didn't think you were going to get in, right? Somebody got hurt.
No, I played him before that.
Right, but not to the degree of that game. You played a ton of minutes not in that game.
No, well, actually, no. During the season, I had Magic went down. He got a concussion, and I had to play the entire fourth quarter.
Well, I can't imagine being as good as you, but I can't imagine having better answers about what I enjoyed most about my basketball career.
Sorry.
No,
What do you enjoy most about your tennis career?
Let's hear
some good answers.
Going to the Nationals and defeating a team that we'd have lost to them 99 times in 100, and one was the number 3 player at USC, and the other was the number 1 player at UCal Irvine. And so in college ranking, that would have put one at 25 and then the other one at 50. And you know what I was ranked?
What?
2020.
Oh.
If even that high.
The rankings go that far?
No, I just invented that. I think I might have been 4,000. And the only reason we won is because it was indoors. It was raining in Kalamazoo, Michigan, so we played indoors. They had never played indoors before.
Oh, okay.
So we beat them in 2 tiebreakers, and then we go out the next day and get on the court to play. And it was another California team. And yes, I remember their names, Warren Eber. He played at Arizona when I was there. He played number 1. I played number 9. Anyway, he says, what are you guys doing here? I said, what do you mean? He says, well, no, we're playing Chris Lewis, and maybe it was Thornburg. We're playing Lewis and Thornburg.
Mm.
I go, no, you're not. He goes, what do you mean, no, we're not? We are. I go, no, we beat them. You beat them? He didn't even know who we were. And they did beat us. So, yeah, to do that, there were many fluky aspects to any success I had. But, yeah, when you're a nobody, which you, of course, can't relate to, my theory, you just want to have your day. You want to have your moment. I had a couple moments. All the other times I lost and did nothing of any significance, I don't care. You just want that moment. I had a couple, and that was good enough. You never thought that way one day of your life.
Thought I was a nobody?
No, you wanted to have those special moments. You can't even name the special. Come on. You could against Butler, you could have put up 60. Right?
Yeah, they were fouling too much.
Yeah.
They were mad. At that point, it was, you're not supposed to score because you're up too much. So,
and people should know this because I spend all my time promoting Tony Smith. We go out to events with followers of Marquette. Tony says nothing, and then I have to go to my Tony Smith stories, and then I look over Tony. He's going, gosh, Homer, don't you have anything new? I've heard these a million times. So to score 44 when being coached by Kevin O'Neill is actually like scoring 70 because how conservative he was offensively. If you'd have been playing for, let's say, the coach at Alabama, the way they play.
Who's in Alabama?
Oates.
Is it Oates?
Oates. Maybe yeah, Oates, the way yeah. they play, you'd have put up 60 multiple games, right?
Creighton, too. Creighton gets
Creighton.
Up and down the
there
floor.
There you go. Yeah, and it's never entered your mind. I mean, right now, thinking, fine, Homer, whatever. Come on, let's move on. All right, let's get to the big stuff. And this is why I wanted to have you on.
The big stuff. All right, what we
this
got?
Is not. This is historic. This could be. You have to watch it on TV. You got to watch. This could be the final game Giannis ever plays for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Really?
Yes, really.
But why are you thinking that, though? Just because what's happened the last few years?
And what do you... I'll put it this way. If you were Giannis, given all the restrictions and the players and all this kind of stuff, would you want to come back here next year?
Well, it would be kind of weird because before the injury to Dame, mm-hmm. I would say yes.
I agree.
The problem is Dame is now going to be out next year.
Yes.
So what are they going to do? They're locked up.
Yes.
And they already have zero depth.
Yes.
I mean,
keep going.
I mean, it makes it very difficult to be Like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to waste a year. Giannis is not 25.
Yes!
So I don't know what they're, I don't know what's going to happen. That, let's just say there's a chance it could not go well.
Well, I'll make you the general manager. Now, if Giannis wants to come,
Bucks are up 9-0 right now. Let's go. What are you talking about?
It's actually 11-0 now.
Giannis is feeling good. Yeah.
Good.
He's feeling good about the team. Just kidding. I mean, I don't know. Like, it's not good.
I know. This that's why I ask you.
I know, but I don't know what Giannis is. Isn't Giannis, like, the super loyal guy?
Yes.
Isn't that what the, the narrative is out there?
Yes. The theory is that given what happened in Dallas, where they didn't talk to Doncic before they traded him, and all the fans are mad that the Bucks could never do the same, even if they were thinking about it, with Giannis. So Giannis would have to say to them, I want out. Mm-hmm. And the theory is they're not sure that Giannis would want to do that, is the kind of guy who could do that. But as you just so appropriately responded to all the issues, it's just a lot of things, and it's all bad.
It is.
Right?
It is. It does. There's a lot of things that point to there's no reason for him really to hang around. So, but again, you and I aren't Giannis. We don't
I
know
agree.
What his motivations are. And again, he seemed like the guy who is loyal as much as loyal can be. Now, listen, I know because I know how sports is. You're only loyal to the other one.
Well, you tried
to
teach me this. I just want to tell before Tony does it, Tony's number one rule for all fans. Please understand that for players, it's a business. It's their job. And also for the team, it's a business. They don't care about the players. They care about their business. Don't ever forget it.
Correct.
And therefore, never, ever, ever be mean to a player for thinking about himself ahead of the team, because
Correct.
It just means you don't get it. How'd I do with my Tony Smith?
It did perfect because
yeah.
I tell you right now, I was at the mall when I got traded.
What?
No one told me. I was at the mall when I got traded from Phoenix to Miami. I was at the mall. Agent called me. Hey, they just traded you.
Did you
like,
have any idea that
just out of the blue? No, I was at the dang mall. Why would I have? If I had an idea, I'd be packing.
I don't mean then. I meant at any point in your career.
Did I have an idea? No.
Yeah. Okay.
No. No. But, I mean, you would think that someone of Giannis' stature would have an idea. They would at least be letting him know something. I don't know. But listen, you got it right. The teams are loyal until they don't want to be.
Right.
So.
It's my Tony Smith rule, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever be rude or ever think and be rude to a player who thinks of himself before the team and mm-hmm. makes you think, how could you be that selfish?
As a matter of fact, I'd be mad the opposite way. If you're like putting the team ahead of yourself, dumb.
Right. Right. But I'm saying the you allow for a lot of beliefs of fans about players and are accepting of them. That one, I've never heard you even one day even say, well, no, it's no.
I mean, I get the fans. Your perspective is you like the team. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. You want, but that's not the player's perspective.
It's now 13-0.
It's a job. And, you know, the Bucks are playing, but, you know, they're so tired right now because they have to play so hard that they're not going to be able to sustain that. Trust me. This will be a tight game before you know it. That's just the way it goes.
It would be impressive to come back and play game 6 in Milwaukee, though, wouldn't it? If Giannis could lead this team to coming back from 3-1 down against Indiana, it would rank as his greatest accomplishment outside of winning the championship, right?
Yeah.
I mean, right? There's no one that thinks he can do it, given the team. And all right, so you,
I don't think they can do it. Right. They're not going to win three games in a row. Again, like I'm telling you, I'm watching right now. They're playing super hard defensively. That was their whole problem. They couldn't defend. I mean, Indiana was getting 123 points a game.
Why not?
Because Indiana's too deep. It's coming from too many places.
Oh.
Like for the Bucks, it was coming from Giannis mostly. So it was kind of easy to defend. But when Indiana, they got like seven guys in double figures, eight guys in double figures. Like, what are you doing? Who are you going to defend?
But what's the approach that you have to take? Is there a way that you have to play?
Well, the first thing is you got to do what they're doing right now is they're not allowing penetration.
Right.
And that's what they weren't doing the first two games. Like, everybody, McConnell's getting in the paint. Halliburton's getting in the paint.
So you live and die with their
three. Siakam's getting in the paint. So, I mean, they just get easy kickouts. You know, you and I always talk about on the Marquette show. I know you always want to talk about make or miss. But it's the quality of shots you get. If you continuously get great looks, you're probably going to make more shots. If you get terrible looks, you're going to make less shots.
By the way,
Indiana was just getting great shots.
Yeah, for those of you who haven't listened, you should, because Tony's other area of expertise is it doesn't matter if the shot is made or missed. If it's too easy, you will mention it.
Yeah, you're going to be in trouble giving up easy looks constantly.
Even if they miss it.
Yeah, even if they miss a couple, you're going to be in trouble.
And you will always bring that up. The only thing you bring up more is when I maybe go too far, and you have to say, "Oh, Homer, come on."
which you often do.
I that's fine. It's happy to have you correct me.
All right,
so Tony will try take two on what he would do if he was Giannis at the end of this season. And what is appropriate for fans to feel or think about what could happen after this year. Round two with Tony Smith next. Tony Smith on the John Anderson Homer Hour, because no one better to talk about Giannis and the possibility that this could be Giannis's final game for the Milwaukee Bucks. If they lost and the series was over, would he want to come back next season? By the way, the Bucks are up now 15-5. So that's how I present it. If you ever listen to Marquette Basketball, Tony often finds other ways to present it that are slightly different than what I said. What do you believe, Tony, is appropriate for thinking about, if you even would, about the future of Giannis with the Milwaukee Bucks? Take it away.
Yeah, I just think you got to look at everything. Giannis is what, 30? I mean,
he's 31, 30. He's going to be 32. Exactly.
Yeah. Something like that. But so, I mean, listen, Giannis wants to win. We know that. Currently, with the way the Bucks are constructed, or the money, they have the money tied up.
He is 30, I stand corrected.
Yeah, and him and Dame, it's going to be, I mean, it's just going to be tough to win. I mean, you're either going to have to.
Is it fair to say, we should have addressed, is it fair to say that Dame is unlikely to play all next season with an Achilles?
Yes, I would say that's fair. He's not going to, I mean, best case scenario, he's plays in March. But I doubt it. I mean, that's a little under a year, which is nowadays with the therapy and the depending on, I don't know, the severity of what he did. It's going to be hard. It's going to be a hard thing that Dame will play next season during the season. Playoffs. Yeah. If they could get into the playoffs without him. Yeah. But then what seed are you going to be? Right. You're going to be facing the number one seed or the number two seed. So, There's that, and then you got a Dame who hasn't played all year to come play. I mean, I don't know how attractive that is. Giannis wants to win right now, and obviously, if Giannis is on the board, there's going to be a lot of teams wanting to grab him. So then you got to look at, if you're the Bucks, all right, we got to go in there, rebuild. You know, you're going to get a haul for Giannis. You know that. unless you just do like Dallas and give them away, basically. But I don't think they're going to do that. But if I'm Giannis, I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know how Giannis feels. I would probably be thinking, yeah, the run is over here. Let's everybody move on.
How about, knowing Giannis the way it is, I'll give it one more year. I know it's going to be different, younger players, whatever. Just because I'm Giannis, I'll give him one more year.
Well, I mean,
that's what we should hope for.
Let's put it this way. Yeah, if that I could very well see that happening. It's very well plausible that that could happen. Giannis could have that attitude. But again, I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't.
Yeah. And you wouldn't hold it against him?
No, 100%. I would not. I mean, I know a lot of people are going to be mad, but, you know, that's just, I want my toy. That's all that is. Like,
what would you say to those fans? And I think there would be very few understanding why he would leave given what has occurred, none of which is his fault other than the injuries. What would you say to fans who are in any way upset with Giannis if he went somewhere else?
I would say, too bad. Shut up.
Wait.
That's what I would say. I say, too bad.
Yo, mama. Too bad. Shut up. I was hoping for a little more insight.
No. Well, I mean, there is no insight. The guy is, it's about him. Because here's the thing. What's going to happen, those fans, like, when they start talking about Giannis after he's retired, okay, what did he win? He's got one championship. He stayed in Milwaukee all those years, didn't do anything else. They couldn't get the team back together because they had some bad luck. I mean, how many years in a row are they going to have injuries in the playoffs? This is like 4 years in a row.
This will be three, I think. But
four.
Is it four? All right.
It's like 4 years in a row. Key injuries in the playoffs. So, I mean, it's not like it's somebody's fault. It's just bad luck. It's just bad luck.
Yes.
And now,
you know what Kawhi Leonard's fans feel like.
Right, but the bottom is bad luck. But the bottom line is, it's 4 years. Yeah. It's 4 years of my career that have been gone because we can't compete at the level we need to. Not that you didn't have the team, and I don't even know with Lillard, do you really have a team to compete for the championship? I don't know.
When he comes back, the answer is no.
Yeah, right. And a lot of guys, I mean, even to compete this year if they were healthy, they need a lot of guys to really step up and play a lot better and more consistent to be completely honest. Like Trent Jr., he's got to be way more consistent. You got to get something from the other guys, Prince. I mean, some guys got to play a lot more consistent if the Bucks are going to be challenging anyway. We already talked about the depth on Indy's team. Like, they got a bunch of guys who can get out there and play quality minutes. I mean, so that's what you want your depth to look like. The Bucks aren't that deep. And that's why I don't know if they could compete at that level. So Giannis sticking around is – to be honest with you, it's 50-50 at best for Bucks fans. So you guys better buckle your seatbelts and get ready for some bad news if he goes. Be very happy if he decides to stay. But listen, don't be shocked. I mean, and don't be hating on him because he wants to go win somewhere.
And remember what Tony Smith said when it was first brought up. Too bad. Shut up.
Homer, here's the problem. Like, those fans who are going to be mad, they're not for one second putting themselves in Giannis's mind frame. They're not saying, like, okay, listen, I'm this guy. First of all, because they can't imagine being that guy. That's probably the problem. They can't imagine being that guy. So, but that's what you have to do. You got to say, hey, okay, if I'm Giannis, I'm 30. I'm watching LeBron play till he's like 70, 100 years old. So I'm going to play some more years, but I want to win championship because when they talk about me, I don't want to only have one championship. I want to have multiple championships. It ain't going to happen here if I sit around in Milwaukee. Or I wait 5 years to have another chance, or however long it takes them to get a championship-caliber team on the floor. I can probably get traded to a team now and push them over the top. So sorry, I want to win three or four more championships probably in the next 7-8 years before I'm done.
I know it's not fair to you, but I don't know that you'll ever say anything that I'll remember as well as, too bad, shut up!
It is. That's what it is. Like, forget it, man. You guys are worried about some stupid. I'm worried about my career. How are they going to talk about me afterwards? So
yeah.
I gotta stack chips.
See, I thought you'd say, look, and appreciate how good he was, how well he's been, all the positive things about Giannis.
Yeah,
nope, that's not Tony. Too bad.
I shouldn't have to tell him that. They should already be appreciated. He brought you a championship. Relax.
Yeah.
You should give the guy free reign. Let him do what he wants to do.
It is 4 years. They lost to Boston in the
conference
semifinals in 7 games, and then the injuries have been real bad the last couple.
Right. So, yeah, 4 years of bad luck of injuries at the wrong time. I mean, how much can I give you guys? Like, you just guys, you fans who want to keep them around, you just want to keep taking and taking and taking.
So if you're Giannis, what do you say? Do you just assume everybody's going to be mad, or how do you explain it, or do you even not waste the time?
If you're Giannis?
Yeah.
You don't, hey, listen, you don't care if you're Giannis. What are you going to do? Look what LeBron did. LeBron's like, all right, Cleveland, I'm going to give you one. I'm out. I'm not sticking around, and I'm from here. Giannis is not from here.
Yeah.
He came, he gave you guys a bunch of years, and he gave you a championship. Leave me alone.
Is there anything that you want to add other than too bad, shut up?
Nah, I think too bad, shut up sums it up pretty good.
There'll never be another Tony Smith. Thanks for coming on. We will talk again when it's important enough to bring you on.
Yeah, wow. Okay,
there you
go.
Thanks. Yeah.
Nice to see you guys.
You bet. Tony Smith. Pebble, do you think it's possible for anybody who's listening to remember anything else Tony ever said?
No, that's the only thing I'm going to remember.
Too bad. Shut up. Jason Wilde. Oh, wait. First, I want to do Fisco. Fisco Auto Body. I tell you about them so you'll like them. They're that good. And then you'll like me. Here's how it works. Fisco Auto Body on Forest Home in Franklin. Family business. Auto Body Place. You're set. Kids are set. You got your Auto Body Place. Family business owned since 1931. It's not what they do, it's who they are, generation after generation. So imagine how long they've been doing this before they even do it for your car. That's how they're that good. Expert workmanship guaranteed for the life of your vehicle. Fisco Auto Body on Forest Home in Franklin. Fisco, 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 so you remember the name. Is there any chance that Jason Wilde can come up with a legendary line as good, historic, as the one we just got from Tony Smith? We'll find out next.